Pam param, pam param, pam pam. Oh my goodness. Do you know I was trying to imitate? Oh, I bet I got the wrong sound. I was trying to imitate Holy Murderers
That is the wrong sound. It sounds like a native movie. What are you doing? I was trying to figure out what you were doing, but I couldn't just place it. Like, what are you doing here?
No, but what's the actual sound? Do you even know it? You don't even know.
I can't remember. I just know it's mysterious. It's nice. It's actually something you would want to hear.
Anyways, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
We have never got to ask ourselves that
Yeah, we
question.
don't ask us, we just get right into it.
Yes.
I think if you're having a conversation, at least I should know how the host himself is doing. So how are you doing, David?
I'm sad.
You sad? What's happening?
I was diagnosed with cancer and I have 3 days to live.
Oh my God, I thought it was two. Why don't you just die sooner? I mean, you could make things easier. The world would be a better place. I mean, you have Dave Talk, but you'd have Arinze talking on Dave Talk. So.
Wow. Is your right? I can't see what's
no,
going
no,
on.
No, no, no. Come on. I'm just. I thought we're being honest here.
Okay, okay. So how are you really doing?
I'm fine. I just found that I have ovarian cancer.
Oh my!
And
my.
The doc told me I can't have kids.
This suits you, right?
My husband's leaving me.
Oh my goodness. That's harsh.
So I was just thinking of, going to
suicide.
Suicide and
just.
But I don't want to do it myself. I need somebody to help me out. I don't know. Would you be free
suicide
after this podcast so
yeah,
we could do
yeah,
this?
Yeah.
Together?
There's a baseball bat, yeah. So yeah, it's gonna be easy.
No, I don't want bash, man. I want to be relaxed when it happens, you know. I want to feel the pain but be relaxed when it happens.
Okay, so you're on the pod, the suicide pod. Well, that's kind of expensive.
Yeah, that's expensive. You want to be spending money since I'm gonna die anyway.
Yeah,
so, why would you spend so much
so
money?
So baseball
on?
Bat is going to go.
So a baseball bat should do the trick, I guess. But my head is too strong. It's too fast. Okay, I'm not for any reason trying to support suicide.
No,
we're just trying to tell you what it means to have a spontaneous conversation, and that's what we're talking about today. But that is not my show, so you should have said it. But I was thinking maybe he wouldn't know.
Wow, I know what to say. Thanks so much. Anyways, welcome to another episode of Dave Talk. We have both of us here. We don't have Steven once again.
Yeah.
Due to some personal issues.
He went to view the Lord for the second time.
Yeah, again. So, second time. This is the second episode we are doing without him.
Yeah, it's...
No, third.
No, the second.
I think
the last one we had a guy named Femi on the show, so...
We
don't really like him.
So we have Steven here, we just have the both of us. We have Arinze Williams. Kevin.
Actually, you just have Arinze.
Oh my.
Williams.
Kevin. Then you have David here. David, just David. And we have an interesting episode topic here with us today, and it's about starting conversations. Because starting conversation seems so hard right now, especially when you are about to meet a new person and you're like, how will I start this?
I think I'm gonna love this. It's nice.
It's a person that cannot start the conversation. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Oh, I did that. I could do that. Two could play that game. Okay. So the person cannot start the conversation.
Okay. Tell us something about starting conversation.
One thing I'm gonna say, and it's the only thing there is starting conversation, it has to be spontaneous. And that spontaneous, that natural nature it has, that natural flow it should have, should be mutual. Because if one person is giving their all spontaneously and the other person is being cold, it wouldn't last long, no matter how the other person wants it. It has to be mutual. You cannot force it at all. There's nothing as sad. Sorry, the other thing sad to do. I mean, you just get what I'm saying. There's nothing as sad as forced conversations, you know. Well, you have to. I once knew, I still know the person, but she's not like that anymore. I have a friend who, when we started talking, she liked, she always, we would talk about certain things, and the next day, I've come to understand that there is no way you go through life without repeating conversations. So you see this particular thing we're talking about now. It can come up another time, but it's come up with that new natural flow.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't even, you would know that, yes, we've had this conversation before, but that natural flow would just let you flow with it. So she was this kind of person where she wanted fresh conversations. So we might be talking about something, be like, no, we had this conversation yesterday, so she doesn't something want that conversation, new. She wants something new. So it got to this point where I would be going to hang out and with her, and I would be thinking of conversations to have. It was draining mentally, and I sat down and I said, no, you this cannot have be. I have a lot. I think I have a folder if you
have you ever reached the point where, or have you ever been in a position whereby you wanted to talk to somebody? Like, how was the feeling? That first time you wanted to, like, speak to that person, like, someone, you wanted to speak to them, like, how was it? And okay, I'm just, it's a fresh person, you never knew this person from anywhere.
It was heart-rattling. It was, my heart was like, boom, 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 boom. The feeling is...
Was it a person you liked?
Or of course, it's, for me to feel that way about, any, okay, it's either fear or... Yeah. Or you actually like the person, or it can be a blend of both. Sometimes it's a blend of both.
Or can it be a fear that the person is going to reject you?
Okay! This conversation! I like where it's going. Day talk is being all bold now. He's not having, he's having more man talks and all that. But okay, that's good. Yeah, I've had that feeling before where it's more fear and excitement. The fear comes from, what if the person rejects me? What if the person don't? I'm not even talking necessarily about, you know, I wanted to say I'm not talking necessarily about being friends with the person, but I never get jittery when I want to be friends with the person. That one, anybody can be friends.
Mm.
It comes easy for me. But it's about the, hey, you talk about dating and all that. Hey, that part of, what if she says this, what if she says that, and all that kind of thing. These thoughts just run through the mind. And it just makes my whole body rattle anyway.
Yeah. I can remember this day that I detailed. Like, I was going to go and ask somebody something, but I guess it was pride that was holding me back. Because I was at a car park. I was meant to, like, take a journey. So I was trying to ask. Like, I was trying to suspect, like, this particular person, the same person that I was going to ask, like, where the bus was heading to. And that time I could not talk. So I was just there. I was losing. So I had to go and ask somebody. But before I went to go and ask that person,
yeah.
Oh my God, it was a battle. I'll go then I'll turn. I don't know why. I was also dramatic that time. I'll go then I'll turn. And it was so hard, trust me. For me, at that moment, I felt I was reserved. I wanted to, like, it's not everybody I'll talk to, all this kind of thing. But in some kind of cases where you don't have to, you know, sometimes when you're, like, in extreme danger, you know that, funny enough, when you're in extreme danger, all these things cannot just come up whereby you're, like, choosing, being picky about who you're going to ask, or you're even being scared to, like, indulge in a conversation.
Yeah, true. I get that.
So, at that moment, I was like, I said no. But it was intense because I was at the park for like 1 hour. I was waiting. That time I was going to Abuja. So, I'll go back and I'll come. Then, I just had to ask. But asking feels like something, like a big job. Like, and this is how this is going on right now.
Of course.
Pride. I felt that,
you know, right. I feel if you take out certain factors, talking to anybody is quite easy. I mean, I used to do this before. I said, you know, for a guy to talk to a guy to walk up to a guy and say, oh, okay, guy, what's up, please, I need to find this place, or just start a conversation with the guy, isn't hard. Why? Because mostly, I mean, there are no, except now that a lot of complexities have entered the whole situation, usually there's no attachment, like, I like this guy and I want to go out to him involved in that. You just want to talk with the guy. So there's no, like, what if he does this? What if he does that? Mm. You just know. You just flow with it. So if, same thing goes for girls, I guess, right? I think the same thing goes for girls.
Yeah, so does.
Once, I think, same thing goes for anyone as long as you don't have that expectation from the person. Or that kind of, will they say yes, will they reject me kind of expectation, you just go for it. If you take out that expectation from it, you can actually talk to anybody. You see that, okay, the girl or the guy you're scared to talk to is just another human being you could walk up to.
Yeah.
Though, don't get this another human being wrong. There are certain people who are just not your mate. They're just not your mate. So when you go to them, in fact, you should give honor to all to whom honor is due. So when you go to them, people have this thing, and when the girls go to you, they think you're like everybody else they know, and they start running their mouth anyhow. So they start talking anyhow, how they talk to everybody. You don't do that. You do that, you kill the conversation faster than it even started. You might even get slapped or a cuss or something else.
or a good
mouth lashing and all that. So you just need to know your place. You assess things before you get involved and all that. Because you just can't... I've come to understand something. People have this... And people tend to judge conversations. Say the only way you can be free with a person in terms of conversation is when you can insult them.
But really, funny enough, that. I don't know. Okay, as you said, vibe. But I know somebody that I don't know whether it's something that I go with. But I get to meet people, and when I start talking with them, even we, like that's our first conversation we're having, and we seem to have a very good flow. I don't know whether it's vibe. Okay, it's vibe. Probably it's vibe because yes. I get you get to meet.
You're feeling vibes, some vibes. I don't know. Well, I just like that song just right crossed now. My mind. Like I like this song.
Yeah, who knows? Then we get to indulge in conversations and like we are blending. But most people are afraid to have conversation. That's our point right now. Before we start talking about ourselves and get lost.
Yeah.
So how do you think someone should like? Is there any way you can? Is there any standards like? Okay, how do you think someone can start a conversation without being afraid? Do you think there's any possibility?
Simple. You need to be willing to start the conversation in the first place to start the conversation. So, and that being said, you need to put aside all that inhibition, fear, whatever it is, to actually have a conversation. Because in the end, the other person might want to flow or is willing to flow. Is flowing with you. But if you're not willing, if you don't put that aside, if you're not truly open to this conversation, to having a conversation with the person, you will not. And in the end, you just, no matter how free or how much of a talkative or how much of a vibe this person is, or that person is, the person at some point will just stop.
Yeah.
You get, so you hear people saying things. That's why you now hear people saying things. I'm not much of a talker. I don't know how to check on people. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to talk. Me, I don't know how to talk and all that. Nobody really just came knowing how to talk. Nobody was just born and just started learning how to talk. Yeah, something that you built with time. Some people just built theirs better, some didn't. You get it's called communication skill. It's something you come to build at some point, you come to learn and growing. So if the other person is not willing, you just can't do anything about it. It just comes down to you letting go of that whatever it is holding you back.
It's a big emergency and you have to talk to the person.
And you're still feeling the fear?
Yeah.
Then the emergency is not emergency enough because...
No, not that fear. That fear. Let me just give you that fear.
If it's an emergency, you just have to put it aside. You know, you wouldn't have the conversation at all. It's just how it is. I mean, there's no way. If you're letting the fear of having the conversation hold you back, you wouldn't have the conversation. So the only way to do that is to put that to where. Just open up yourself to the worst.
Mm.
What could happen? The outcomes. Because I think what causes the fear mainly is the outcome of the conversation. What if it doesn't go well? What if it gets awkward? You can't help it. I keep telling people, especially people talking, you'd be like, you talk too much. You can be dramatic and all that. I'm not dramatic, I beg. Even though some people say so. I'm not emphatic. But then I tell them, I tell people sometimes, I say, I am not always talking. There are times I just want to observe. There are times I don't have anything to say at all. You get. It doesn't mean I'm holding back something. But if there's an emergency, of course I'll speak up. So it just comes down to you putting that thing aside and just talking.
What if it's an emergency and the person that is with you is somebody that I've tried to kill you once?
It's an emergency. And the person who is with you has tried to kill you once, and you really need to talk to the person.
Yes, and the person is a serial killer.
The person is a virus killer. No, this emergency, is it life or death?
Life or death.
Then you talk to the person now, except you won't die.
What if she's the person with a god?
And you need to talk to the person, you still talk to the person. See, you know there's this thing about being under pressure where...
You don't just care.
You just don't care, you still do what you're required to do. It's just like somebody putting a gun to your head and telling you to... to show me you're not angry. They rob you and then they put a gun to your head and tell you to twerk to show them you're not angry, all that kind of thing. You're definitely pissed. You don't want to do this, but it's life or death, so it's not about how you feel. You just do it because it needs to be done. So this is the same case here. You talk to the person, but the person has a gun, what to their head, whatever it is, or whatever threat they have on you, whatever hold they have on you. You know you need to talk to this person to stay alive. You do it. If not, you know the outcome would be the opposite. So it comes down to choice.
Yeah, it comes down to choice. Starting a conversation. Starting a conversation can even go a long way. With your friends.
Yeah.
Family. Parents. Okay, family, parents.
Funny, I noticed something. A lot of people turn to... I hear things like, I don't like this, how are you, how are you, I'm fine thing. Usually on WhatsApp and all that. Mm. And they say, do you want something deep? You want something, conversation deep? There is no point.
They are not.
You don't get to a point. I keep telling, I told somebody one time, say, there's no point where you get to now, right? Topic, deep convos, starting now with Irene Williams and
Susu
person, all that kind of thing. There's no point you get to them now, okay, we now get all deep convo. It's now deep combo vibe and all that. It's something you build. You just keep going, you keep going. And it can only be achieved if the other person is willing to converse. Yeah. You have people say, I don't want to type much. I don't like listening to long voice notes. I like sending noise notes. Say, I don't like listening to long voice notes. I don't like typing much. In fact, if you send me long message, literally somebody told me, if you send me a message above like 6 lines, it's too long. She won't read it. Or you won't read it. All that kind of thing. Why? But then you still somehow, you want the conversation to last. How?
Wow, actually, yeah. Because it is
because you don't want to send long messages. You don't want to send long voice notes. You don't want to send short. The short one, yeah, and the conversation is in short one needs to be something like.
Is he lazy?
I don't know. They tell you, I'm not that kind of person.
You're not. Everybody's not that kind of person.
I didn't come to this life to be Santa. I tell you, no, I wasn't just built to this thing to talk with you, send you this, send you messages like that. If the thing is not mutual, if it's not balanced, at some point, I'll just it won't just be like that because it got to this level with somebody I knew where I had to draw meaning from the emojis I was receiving because the person was replying with just emojis, so I had to draw meaning from the emojis to give a reply.
Wow.
From there, and the reply was more of something that if the person was willing to chat, the person would draw meaning for there. They call it jump off points, where you can jump from one conversation to another, you just flow.
Mm.
So the person would draw meaning for there and then reply with something that I could draw meaning from. Because I keep telling you, if you're willing to chat, I am willing to chat. If you're willing to talk, I am mostly willing to talk. Even though there are times I'm not willing, but I.
You didn't just guess, yeah.
You guess. So, I was drawing meaning for emojis to send text. You send me, okay, I get like 3 laughing emojis and I will sit down, like,
what does
analyze, what does this mean? And then create something, get something creative from it. Well, and then
you're
send.
More of the creative person.
Exactly. More, you're send the, as a reply. And then, funny enough, you know, the icing on the cake, I get another emoji. So that reply. And then I do the same thing over and over again for at least.
Wow.
A particular length of time because I don't like jumping into conclusions and all that. I
most times I think the internet has even made it more easier for you to even indulge in conversations.
Exactly.
Because now you can see someone who just saying hi and hey. That's like the like regular thing. Hi, hey, how are you doing?
I'm fine, and you.
That's if the person is like a casual, the person wants to indulge in the conversation. But sometimes the person does not want to indulge in the conversation.
People will be like, fine.
Fine. Good.
Good.
Great.
It's good, cool. Great, cool. You do that, I'm like, okay. And they're like, yeah.
Yeah. Then, and these are the kind of people that are looking for, like very deep conversation.
But you know, funny enough, this is my guy. Every time we chat on WhatsApp, the few times we chat on WhatsApp, he's always like, I understand the kind of person he is on WhatsApp. So the flow, I think, is different there. Because he's always like, hey, yo, nigga, what's up? I'm like, I'm good. I'm fine, blah, blah, all that kind of thing. We just talked. He's like, I did. The next day, but it's literally the same thing. This thing happened like for 7 days straight. And I wasn't feeling like, why is it being like this? He wasn't feeling the same way. He was always checking on me and the same line. Like that. Like 5 lines. And then next day, the same 5 lines. The same thing over again. Like that. The only thing is that when we meet him, we now vibe like our normal selves. But on WhatsApp, he's not the chatty type.
You see them, fine. Then you want to go and then you see how is your day going. Then they'll be like, yeah, fine. Then, okay, that's when some people can just be like that. Then they'll be like, what about yours? Then you tell them about your day. Then you say, what are you up to? Yeah. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing much. That is a red flag. Like, if I start...
But then, you know the funny thing? I keep mistaking it for carnivals. Carnivals. All the time. Carnivals. Carnivals. You see red flag. They're your own. Get your own. Sorry, I'm scolding myself now. I think I've scolded people out there too much. So I'm scolding myself now. Day own. You see,
but
you
No.
You draw meaning for me. Draw meaning for me to chat back.
But sometimes maybe it's you trying to be helpful. But we have come too far, and I think this is going to be something that can be spoken about again. You can indulge in a conversation also by sending your messages, or if you want, if you have a topic that you should, you feel should be spoken about, you can message us. You can message us on our Instagram platform as Dave Talk, even Facebook.
You're talking like someone has it gone to your head.
Even Facebook on Dave Talk.
And one other thing, I hope I remember. One other thing, conversations do not revolve around you. One Oli. Key thing, people, not necessarily only, doesn't even revolve around you. If it's mutual, if it's balanced, one thing I do when I have conversations with people, I like to, okay, what are you doing today? What did you do today? All that kind of thing. Like, yeah. I want it to be about you. So when you talk, I now draw meaning from there and ask you or bring up more things that relate to you. So now if I'm going to bring something about myself or by just chip it in small and all that, but largely the conversation is about the other person. And if true balance is achieved there, the other person's conversation should be reflecting you too. Mm. You get? So it's more of like, what you do today, what did you do today in detail? And the person explains and all that. And you're like, oh, so you did this, you did. You now pick some jump off points like that, some key points in the conversation. And you're like, and then you now bring up other things for relating to the person to talk about.
Yeah.
And then now that person on their own end will be like, okay, what did you do? Then you now talk in detail. The person now pick up stuff from your own distance to relate to you about. So people don't do that. Everybody's more about
what you're bringing to the table.
And then once you're not talking again, they now go on their start and they start putting things, or they now start feeling like that's how everybody is. Then you hear people saying things like, besides, I knew friendship don't last long and all that. When on your own part, you did not even do anything.
Well, this is a story for another day. And Irinze is signing out. And Irinze has a podcast going on. And listen.
Oh, thank you.
It's called The Man Cave
3.0. It's actually The Bad Cave. And okay.
The Bad Cave.
No, it's not The Bad Cave. Please don't tell anyone.
Yeah?
I'm Batman. Bruce Wayne.
Here we go again.
On that man cave. I trust you guys. That's why I'm telling you this. This is my secret. That is my alias. So people do not know. I'm the mystery man there. So I just come there and do what I need to do. Come there with my cape and Max. And I save the world the way I can. And then you retreat.
You know that Andrew Garfield.
So you want to get to me. You put the bat signal up. And I'll be there. But the bat signal, you have to go to Anchor and search The Man Cave 3.0.
You know that Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire trusted the internet with their secrets also. And they got exposed that they know him. No Way Home also. So yeah, go to Anchor. You can search him on other platforms also, on Google, Spotify, Apple, and any podcasting platform. Yeah.
And just so you know, Dave himself is usually in the man cave with me. So we're all having a good time both here and there.
Yeah. So do so to join us. So take care.
And he's a co-host there, please.
I?
You are. You are. Fuck you. You are.
So, take care, guys. Bye.